Here's what we got. One more thing is here for you now. It's wrapping up everything you need to know to get your day started. One more thing is available as a podcast. So if you missed it on Friday and want to check it out, just click the podcast header at the top of WRAT.com. Here's something that I came across last week, and I was reading over the weekend in honor of the 75th anniversary of D-Day.
Okay.
Did you know? You know, during World War II, everybody had to do their part. You know, you had the Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the companies, everybody was kicking into the war effort.
Absolutely.
Including Steinway and Sons, the piano manufacturer.
I was going to say those big grand pianos you see in the windows in New York.
Now, how did Steinway and Sons, the piano manufacturer, do their part for the war effort during World War II?
I would say they donated those materials to make boats or something.
No. They airdropped pianos with giant parachutes and complete tuning instructions into battle. Yeah.
What
they
was the purpose of this?
Pianos with large parachutes and tuning instructions into battle for the American troops.
For the Americans.
It was called the Victory Vertical, or G.I. Steinways, and the pianos were sent in to provide a bit of relaxation and way of entertainment for the troops to enjoy.
Oh, okay. So this is kind of away from the front. Because I was actually picturing like a battle was going on and pianos are dropping from the sky.
Yeah, that's basically it.
That
I guess they had never heard of harmonicas, which you can carry in your
first of all
pocket.
This sounds like a scene out of Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Or Monty Python.
I'm talking about the movie. Like, this is surreal weirdness.
Would airdrop pianos into the war effort.
Okay.
I feel like to be a soldier expecting some ammunition to be dropped out or some food or, you know, some
munitions. Just go on the piano and sing about it. Like, actually, I needed a machine gun.
Right. How crazy is that, right?
Can someone give me a grenade?
That is one more thing, and now you are ready for the day. Get out there and rock it with the rap.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.